The first question we had is what about home schools, or how long do you keep your children out of school to teach? Now, this is obviously a subjective answer. I can't give you something from the scripture on it. But I can say that the home is always more important than the Sunday school. The home is always more important than the school. And if there's ever any debt, I would give the vote to the home, especially if the home is the kind of home we were talking about. If the home is very secure, then the child can go away to school. The same thing that makes it good to keep the child home is the same thing that allows the child to go to school. If the child isn't ready to go to school for whatever reason, I would keep them out another year. We were not for that, but we were for strong Bible teaching and singing. So these little kids all had their own maps of the Mediterranean area, and they charted the Apostle Paul's journeys. Bessie taught them a lot, inductive Bible study, and singing and other stories. And she had about 20 kids. When Doug got to junior high, she said, Jim, I can't have a junior high study in an elementary school. You better start a junior high study. I didn't know anything about junior high kids. I didn't think I could communicate to them. But I knew it was right, so I took Wednesday afternoon and recruited some junior high kids. And had it for about 3 years. And ended up with about 20 kids. I thought, well, I don't know what to do with these kids, but what do junior high kids like to do? Well, mess around. Okay, so we'll have 30 minutes of messing around. That will be part of the program. 30 minutes of buck, keep away, frisbee, touch football, 30 wild minutes and just run them ragged. What else do they like to do? Eat. So we fed them for 30 minutes. So we killed a whole hour after school, fooling around and eating. And then we had an hour of Bible study. And I taught them how to study the Bible without a teacher, looking for what the text said, just like you do with university students. And we went through several books, and I said, what do you want to study? They said, Revelation. I said, all right, we'll study Revelation. I broke them into three groups. We had about 20 kids. And told them how to study the book of Revelation. I said, you don't spend any time figuring out what it means. You only find out what it says. Go. And I went upstairs and read a magazine, and those three groups studied the book of Revelation. Junior high kids. I didn't teach it to them. I said, stay away from speculation. Just find out what it says. To my knowledge, all 20 kids are going on with the Lord. One little black kid was brilliant. Later I understood, got a scholarship at MIT, became an engineer, and then I haven't seen him since he's in junior high, but I heard a few years ago that he'd quit engineering and had gone to Gordon Conwell Seminary. Last time I saw him was in the seventh grade. We did this when the boys were in junior high. We moved to Ann Arbor. I insisted on teaching the high school Sunday school class. Billy Graham came to town. I was in charge, but not, he didn't come to town. The movie came to town. I was in charge of teaching evangelism. So I took my high school class and taught him evangelism. And put him through that. And had my high school class counselors. The same with Heather got to junior high. I insisted on having the junior high youth group. Heather can get it. When Gordon came, got into junior high out here, I started junior high Bible study in Moscow. If there is a time you're going to lose kids, it's in junior high. Teach them to do things. Okay, when we had the Billy Graham film, these high school kids were leading kids to Christ. We had the Billy Graham film in Moscow. I did it again. And Heather was in high school. Heather was in high school, and I was in charge of giving the invitation at the theater. And she said, "Dad," she said, "give me a little girl. Put me aside a little girl that needs to be led to Christ, and I'll be glad to do the counseling, but don't give me anybody else but a little girl." Heather was 16, I think, 15 or 16. And there weren't any little girls. No little girls came forward. So I looked around, didn't see any, but Heather saw this tall girl with long, straight black hair hanging down her back. So she went up to witness to her, and it was a Cheyenne Indian male. And she said, "I don't want anybody but a little girl." But she, first person she led to Christ was this Cheyenne Indian, his long, straight black hair down his back, thought it was a girl. Take the time with your children. The busiest time in the bookstore is Journey Saturdays. We had a bookstore. But that's also when the kids were free, Saturday. Okay, what's more important? All the customers come to the bookstore or the kids? I took every Saturday for many years teaching itty bitty league softball, bitty league softball, hot stove league basketball. And I didn't know anything about these things, but I just knew more than they did. And we taught them to pray, and we taught them to a lot of things. Just make them the priority. Okay, now it makes it sound like just by giving these examples, I did everything right, and I just didn't. A lot of things caught up with me. But I spent my time thinking and praying in advance. And sometimes I understood things before I did them. And I'd put off doing what I knew I ought to do. And it's just my fault. It's my fault even if I didn't know what I was supposed to do. Because I'm paid for being a father. It's my job to know. There's nothing more important. Making a living is not as important. Paying the bills is not as important. And I'm not saying it's not important, I'm just saying it's not as important. You know, have your priorities straight.